you down the runway, hand in hand. As we take off, we've got our home flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we begin to gain altitude, just like North, their love is true. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. Well, around the world, many things I've seen.
Welcome to another edition of No Biz Like Showbiz. I'm your host, Randall Rutledge. Just heard a little bit of a track off my CD, Nonstop Flight. In fact, that's the title of the song. I penned that myself, Nonstop Flight. If you're interested in possibly listening to other tracks off my CD, or you can check it out from my website, www.randallrutledge.com. Okay, again, if anyone wants to call into the show, that's 1-888-815-9756. I'll wait just a second or so, see if we get any callers to tune in, and get right back to it. Okay, while we're waiting for some callers, let's talk a little bit about my weekend. This past Friday and Saturday, I was in Nashville at the National Speakers Association. I'm a candidate member. It was a lot of fun, learned a lot. Like to mention one fellow, David Metter, I believe his last name was, very inspirational speaker. Can learn a lot from this gentleman. He's been blind since he was 18 years old, and he's now 61. He's very motivational. One thing that kind of struck me funny, he kind of laughed about him, kind of joked about himself. He said that before he could graduate from the Blind Institute in Chicago, he had to go from their front door to a specified point, and he had someone follow him, and he bumped into parking meters, light posts, trash cans, fell off sidewalks, bumped into buses, hit people inside of here with his walking cane. And then his teacher asked him if he was okay. He says, no, I'm okay. I'm bumping into things. I don't like that. And he said, she said, you're supposed to bump into things. You're blind. And he said, no matter what handicap you may incur, any obstacles, just don't have any regrets as long as you're breathing. So I just found that very motivational. I was just kind of uplifting. If you ever get a chance to hear and speak, you need to do so. Again, welcome to No Biz Like Showbiz. If you'd like to call in, 1-888-815-9756. So, do I have a caller?
Hey, partner.
Hey, Las Vegas, James Turner. What you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know what you've done in this crazy business called showbiz.
Well, geez, I started when I was young, even as a child, doing a couple of things. Just throughout the years, dabbled here and there, and it's when I got older and got into music and moved to Las Vegas, the entertainment industry out here, as you know, is just fantastic and fabulous. Las Vegas, Nevada. Definitely had some good times ourselves, but I've done a lot of film work from behind the camera, in front of the camera, award shows, Billboard, ESPYs, Radio Music Awards. Let's see, did Play to the Bone with Woody Harrelson and Antonio Banderas. Local series here, The Strip, and commercials, music videos, just all kinds of stuff. Even a little bit of radio, as me and you have done before together. But done just about everything in the business, man, and I've been able to share in that in every way for years, especially the last 10 years.
Cool.
It's a great business, and certainly we share a lot of stories that and accolades that me and you both have acquired over our lifetime, man. I just think that when it comes to being able to share, you know, great, realistic, honest information about the business of film and television, I don't care, radio, music. Hey, if you want a karaoke right, we'll tell you how to do that too.
Well, hey, why don't you elaborate with the listeners out there how you and I first met there?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Geez. What year was that?
2001.
It was. Wow. I just got into 04, but yeah. So, yeah. 2001, we met, I was out singing at Ellis Island, one of the casinos here in Las Vegas, in the lounge, and doing karaoke, and you and Steve at that time, who was with you, were at the at the lounge there. Next thing I know, we were talking. You guys were doing your show, Las Vegas Singers Roundup, which won Show of the Year, correct?
Yeah, I believe Best Musical or something on KYRK 35. Yep.
Right. On KYRK Channel 35, right, which was, I was going to just say that, but, yeah, so, you know, it was Best Show of the Year, and, it really was a great show. So anyway, I was pretty much auditioned right there in the karaoke lounge when you guys saw me. You asked me if I wanted to be on the show, and did the show. It was a competition. With the winners receiving a recording contract, and whatever that was, that's a story we can get into too.
Unfortunately, it went nowhere for anyone.
I'm part of the process, and you know, if there is anybody out there listening, even if you're just listening, call in and join us in the conversation, and let us know that you're there. You know, even if you're not a serious film and television fanatic, but you're curious about things or any questions, call in, and me and Randall will fluff over it and have some fun with it, with some great funny memories, because we got funny memories in the business. They're not just life lessons, buddy.
Too many of them.
No, they're just comical, aren't they?
I mean, they could do a sitcom about what we've done in Vegas.
Really? I mean, but it's just hilarious, the stuff that you really run into in the business, which you
even talk about. If you reality show producers out there happen to be listening, hey, James and I are available. You have the best reality show, better than what you have right now.
Right. Well, it would take probably a little while to convince these guys yet, but we're going to get there. That's no problem. We've got the time. As long as they've got the radio on at DBS Radio here, then they're going to hear us through the grapevine, because we're going to keep sharing the truth about the film and television industry, and then brainstorm along the way. And anybody who'd like to join us, please call in. So anyway, we went to the show. I did the show. I was one of the winners on the show. Me and Randall had a great working relationship. We ended up taking over the show. This is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. It was a coup. All right? It was a very small coup. Right?
Tell them a little bit about the 23-year-old station manager.
So in getting to that, so we hit it off, and we were taking over the show, kicking Steve to the curb because, you know, he was just a little off the wall and just not quite getting the big picture. I'll leave it at that. Because he was your co-host. He was the host on Las Vegas Singers Roundup. Anyway, so we did that. And, you know, we just, truth is, the show needed help. And it certainly could have been done better. We knew how to do it better, and we were sharing that, going to share that, and you know, partner up with these guys and just make a lot of things better with the just the editing and different things like that. You know, even the sound, just in a lot of different ways that we could have really made the show better and continue on. And
well, the lighting wasn't that great either. It was
what was his
name? Casting shadows on the broadcast.
What was his name?
Chris.
Chris, thank you. And the dad?
Oddie, I believe, was the dad. Oddie,
that's
Chris,
right.
Bobby.
Right.
I forget the older brother's name. The older brother, I mean, at least he knew what he was doing. So I guess one out of six isn't bad.
Right. So, yeah, it was a family-run thing owned by Doctor, the station, Gateway Arcade Channel 35, which I don't even think is anymore. But anyway, they didn't like it. It was a big, head trip for him. And, short, long story short, you're a better storyteller than I am, Randall. So you would tell the story better than I would. So Chris, spouted off with this.
I remember when he told us that when it comes to
show.
KYRK, TV Channel 35, I am God, and we did our little shuffle away from the lightning in case it wanted to strike.
Yeah,
but,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm like you. I love this business. They're not going to stop us from continuing on. And, if people would just leave their egos at the door and just pick up their working professional attitude, things would run a whole lot smoother.
Right.
That's just a problem I've always incurred. Well, I don't want to say always, but in many situations, that's one problem I've incurred with a lot of folks. So they get ego inflated to the point they can't even wear a 100-gallon hat. And, this business, I mean, it's a lot of it's work, and you have to have a good professional attitude. But
I don't know. It all depends on what you want to do in the business. But believe me, you don't have to have a professional attitude.
Well, you got to have fun.
My point is, with what they, Randall, what they put on today with all this crap, Paris Hilton and all those yo-yos. It's just the drama that sells because people love the drama.
Yeah, I for one, hate a lot of these reality shows because there's no reality to them, and that's just
but their lives
just
are,
my opinion.
So I don't do it. That was one of the reasons why and just getting to that part, as well as you just said you share, is that, a lot of stuff is really, becoming the reality shows there. For a while after 2004, 2005, and I don't do reality shows either. I hate that. I can't stand that stuff.
I remember the time that you and I went to that one production company. We were shopping my TV series concept, Bright Light City.
Uh-huh.
And just no one seems to be interested in putting that on network television out there. I think it's a better show for Vegas than its current existing shows. I mean, naturally, I'm going to say that because I created it, but if someone else created this show and aired it, I guarantee you I would tune in and watch it.
I agree. That's the thing that's absolutely amazing is with all this other crap they put out there. Really. You know, for a fact, that show is not only equal to, and that's just the bare minimum, but it is definitely has more of all of the elements that a good, well-rounded television show has, as far as education, some comedy, some wit, some, just a lot of different things that series has in it that is really, really great.
I also want to use it as a springboard to launch never-before-heard songs as well as to launch never-before-heard artists in all genres of music.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of the premise of the show, and if you big TV network executives are listening out there, you can call James in Las Vegas, and he'll be glad to meet with you and talk to you about getting the show on the network.
yep, working on that too. That's right. Got a couple of projects, as a matter of fact. You know, and that's what's great about doing this, Randall, is, you know, this is stuff that we do and dream and share just on our regular phone calls. And here now we can be on a radio show and just do the same thing because we are terrific on the phone, don't you think? When we talk about and share knowledge and stories, you know what I'm saying, that we want to share with the people out there, we have in our regular phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we talk for 4 or 6 hours, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyway.
AT&T loves us when they send us the bill every month.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But anyway, so yeah, that was their attitude there at the station. Getting back to that real quick, you know, Chris was, I am God, this is my show.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of that, I'm sure, as well as you have. A lot of people getting, well, man, I think there's some jealousy there, but there's like, I think there's like a little insecurity as far as being job scared when that wasn't the intent. I didn't want to work for the station, neither did you. We just wanted to produce a good quality show.
Right. Oh, I agree with that. That played a part, too. Absolutely. That was one element, for sure. I agree.
I say in my book, From Movie City to Music City, USA, I'm not done with that TV show by a long shot. We will get it back on the air in Vegas when the timing's right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, that was going on before American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole concept, you know, everybody, if you didn't know, was already thought of before American Idol, because we were doing it here in a different way, but the same...
Is that a caller?
Same concept, just about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I thought... I thought we had a caller on, but I guess not. Hello? Are you still there?
Anybody there?
Yeah, I guess not. Anywho, again, if you would like to call in, that's 1-888-815.
Yeah, so, 9756,
sorry about that. 888-815-9756 for callers. You've worked with Cher, right? James, Cher, Madonna, Radio Music Awards.
One of the first shows I did here was Cher at the MGM when she first started her tour in 99. And it was with HBO. And I ended up doing a few things there. I, of course, had some friends working it as well, but it was a full, it was a great experience for the full blown. I started doing some PA work in there, and then I did transportation. Then I ended up working the stage, assistant stage. Assistant stage to the manager, so assistant stage manager, AD. So to speak, with another buddy of mine, and sentence of standing, I did stand-in, stuff like that. You know, I ended up doing, you know, 4 or 5 things, which I usually end up doing on every show because I can just do anything. I can just do any of it. So I was, and I love it. So I just, I'm a sponge. You know, I just, yeah. You just being there is most of the work. That's 80% right there. And then you've got a, 10 to 20% chance of being involved in something great. You know, and just meeting a lot of great people and networking and working, doing a great job. And, you know, that's even how I got into that show and got started with that. But
that's what it's about too. You know, like I mean, like if you go into, well, you take the movie, the first one, Halloween, with Jamie Lee Curtis. Not only was she one of the stars of the film, but she was pulling cables, running craft services. I mean, she was helping, just doing it all. I mean, production assistant, anything needed for anything they needed her to do, which is basically.
And plus, I had a truck.
Everybody just pitch in and do everything needed.
Yeah, and like I said, plus I had a truck. So, craft service, supplies for the stage. They need plywood or whatever they need supplies, go get. You know, it just kept me working and kept me there, which I just loved being around it, loved working it. And I've done everything, and I've done wardrobe, I've done work with makeup, I've done, I don't mean like actually putting on the makeup, but they're assisting, getting them what they need, you know, really major operation support. That's where, from picking them up at the airport to taking them back and doing everything. I mean, just, a lot of things that go on behind the scenes there, Yeah, so Cher was great. That was great. And I just saw her again actually a couple of weeks ago over here at the Coliseum. And, you know, talking again about show business and stuff. She's tired. She got tired towards the end there. She was great. Loved the costumes. Wasted a couple of songs on Love is a Battlefield and something else instead of her music. But she had a great show, and the costumes were fantastic. But at the end, she did believe, and that is a power song. And she was tired by then, so she, you know, was kind of huffing it through that. But
she's definitely been around a long time, and she'll probably be around a few more years.
Friday just went and saw Earl Turner. And Lani Misalucha, she's Asian and Italian. Interesting little lady. Very quaint showroom, and small, over at the Hilton. And Rand, if you can picture it, it's a small stage in that, but the band was around the stage.
Smaller than Ellis Island.
The drummer was on top. Just a little bit, just back a little bit, up on top, the horns to the right, and then something else below that, maybe it was the keyboard, and then on the other side, the guitar and bass player on two levels right there, and then the drums on top. It looked great like that, sounded fantastic, and we did a meet and greet afterwards, so I got to, of course, talk to him and meet him, and she goes, I've already got it. Lori tells him, she goes, I've got a picture of you on my wall at home. And I've had up there autographs of C. James from Earl Turner up there, the local talent here. He's kind of like a Clint Holmes, and if nobody's ever heard of him here in Las Vegas style. Just been around in a lot of the old style. It's the, you know, the small showroom with the band and... just nice, relaxing, good music, good voices. So anyway, she says, yeah, James has you on the wall at home. Now I get to finally meet you, you know. So that was fun. So, you know, it's great to actually being meeting these guys. That was a good singer. And then that Lonnie sang opera to Britney Spears.
Wow.
I mean, she sang opera, and she did... sound alike, like Britney Spears.
Quite a range there.
On a song. She had a great voice. Yeah, so lots of great talent here in Las Vegas. That's why I love my town. It's just a lot of opportunities for that stuff out here.
Well, too, you know, spread the word to some of these folks out there about the show. I'd love to have them to call in as well.
Who's that?
Any of the entertainers out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And just kind of, you know, like, maybe give us their story. How did you get started? How did you get your break?
Right.
Who do you attribute to your success? How many people along the way who you know, just stuff like that to kind of help educate our listeners.
All right. You know, I heard something funny, just a side note, the other day about, you know, Anita Baker. You're familiar with Anita Baker?
Anita Baker. The name's familiar.
Gorgeous black lady. Had many, many hit songs. If I could think of, I can't think of that one that she does that's really, I'm sure you'd know. Anyway, if you knew her and you were familiar with the music, which she's an R&B, you know, kind of a great voice, great music, though, great songs. She says she loves rock and roll. She actually grew up on classic rock. So
wow.
All the great old bands, the Van Halen, the Sticks, she went through the whole list. And I was like, wow, no way. You know, you would not even think, looking at Anita Baker, she loves classic rock and roll. So there's some there's some new information for you.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, hilarious, hilarious. But anyway, so that's how they went at the station there. Back to that real quick with Chris, and that was it. You know, just wasn't going to play that game. And you know what else happened? You always do better at that than I did. What else, Randall? Are you there?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Did you just take a nap?
Oh, yeah, you know me.
I was like, hello.
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. But, yeah, I tell you,
anyway,
I will definitely be out there at some point. So we're going to kick some dust up there in Vegas, I tell you. We're going to they have no choice. They just have absolutely no choice whatsoever. Because they're not going to stop Turner and Rutledge. It just isn't going to happen.
Yep. Don't you?
They have tried.
Mm-hmm.
But they
will
fail.
Well,
it's
all about preparation. You know, you gather your thoughts. You know, these stars, these guys, the stories that they'll tell of getting started in the business and, you know, just all the weird things they've done. The stories are just unbelievable.
Well, again, I last week I was on a soapbox about it, and I will probably continue for as long as I do this show. My biggest frustration is those folks out there that are not in the business, who say they're in the business, just to wrongfully and unscrupulously and unethically separate you from your money.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, we can spot those guys 10 miles away, but unfortunately, a lot of folks can't until they've already been rooked and ripped. And, again, that's the premise of my book, is to educate folks on how not to get ripped off, how to learn how the industry actually works. And, I mean, you know, you've ran into them, I've ran into them, but they just can't do that to us anymore. But it just frustrates me that they're still practicing it out there, and the industry itself does nothing about it.
Right. No, because they encourage it. They, they don't.
Again, any listeners out there, if you'd like to call in and talk to James or myself, 1-888-815-9756. Okay, James, just wait right there with me if you don't mind. Let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
BBSradio.com. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. This is BBS Radio. You've got Spider Turner. When I turn on my computer, it's the BBS, baby.
Aldo Rocks. You're listening to BBS Radio,
the number one internet radio network on the planet.
And that's BBSRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now. Sing it, girls.
Randall Relich here, and James Turner. You still there, buddy?
Yep.
Cool.
I guess that stuff we have to always kind of get used to, huh?
Yeah.
You know, being a star, talking to the engineer, working out
yeah,
all the things.
I tell you, I appreciate BBS Radio. I know Don's got a lot of work there, a lot of...
Right.
We definitely know how it goes.
But anyway, yeah, and I've got a couple of shows I'm working on now. We'll see what happens. I'm having a meeting Tuesday, and that looks very, very promising, and access to cameras, green screen graphics, big, huge support team, more connections to talent, and from guitar players to all kinds of people. I the names I'm just not even I've heard a few already, but just a lot of big connected people and involved in this Hello World that we're going to work on possibly doing a TV show with them. They've got all this stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. So that one with what I'm doing. And see about working on a club. So still working the business, man. You know,
cool.
Still, you know, everybody's working their dreams. It's a new age. It's a new time. And, you know, you got to keep going. You got to keep trying. You got to keep it's in your blood. It just doesn't go away. So,
yeah, well, I mentioned last week that
keep on keeping on, right?
I'd rather work 100 consecutive hours with no sleep and nothing to eat, with the worst under the worst conditions, out in the middle of the desert, with the worst director on the planet of the Earth, than to work 1 hour doing anything else.
Uh huh.
Because we can always
100.
Tweak those guys to have the ego
problems. I could probably do that for about a half an hour. I don't think I could do it for 100 hours. Under the worst conditions. I'm sorry, I just had to throw it. You know, I could. There's no way.
But, yeah, but, you know, I mean, I feel that people get a little. I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or pull my own string, but I know that when you and I have been in meetings in Las Vegas together, I just get the feeling that people get job scared of us and don't want us around, and we're not going after their jobs. We're just trying to do some good product, good shows.
Sorry.
And they never return our calls or whatever, but that's all right.
Hey, it's sifting through life. I don't care if it's friends, I don't care if it's whatever. Opportunities even. You know, that's just the way it goes. It's learning from those, you know, sharing it with other people so they don't have to get burned. Waste your time. You know.
Yeah, another thing, I worked on a film once. It was called The Drop. It starred John Savage and Sean Young. I was the transportation captain on that film. And I was dragging transportation captain, hauling trash off, all that good stuff. I had trash can on the elevator, and Sean Young's boyfriend, Greg, I can't remember. I'm thinking it's Olson. I'm not 100% sure, but he helped me take the trash can to the dumpster, and he did it on his own accord. He just volunteered. I didn't ask him to help me at all. Then the second assistant director comes running over to me after Greg goes back to the RV, and he says, "The star does not dump trash." I said, "Well, that one did on his own accord." I didn't ask him to help me. He just did it because he's a nice guy.
Right.
And that goes back to what we were saying about the inflated egos. You know, I mean, I forget what team he was on. He was a former professional football player. Blew out his knee, turned actor thanks to his girlfriend, Sean Young. And just a nice guy. I mean, he's willing to do anything, help anybody out, but yet the second assistant director, who himself is a nobody in the scheme of the industry, like I had committed a cardinal sin by having a quote-unquote star help me dump some trash.
Right.
But you know, yeah, I mean, you know the attitudes in the business. I mean, not everybody has that attitude, but a lot of them do. And I'm just getting to the point where I just ignore them whenever I'm on a set anymore. But now, like last thing I did, I worked on a short film called The Sadie Special, of which I was the producer, and it was a good set to work on. Produced by SIP Films out of Atlanta, and everybody from the sound guy to the production assistant to the script supervisor, I mean, we were all in unison in attitude. It was a great day. It probably one of the better sets I've worked on, even better than some of the major motion picture productions I've worked on as far as attitude. Everybody was on the same page, and it was just it was a breath of fresh air, I tell you.
Yeah, that's the way it was with Players to the Bone, you know, directed by Ron Shelton, did White Man Can't Jump, Tin Cup, blah, blah, blah. And it was mostly all the fight scene, of course, of Mandalay Bay here. But everybody, the crew and we all, everybody that was here, that's been in Vegas longer than I have, and was here for Casino and different films like that, said that was one of the best sets they ever worked on, because we all just really had a good time. It's like everybody, you know, from all the extras to the feature to the principals, all, you know, everybody just, it was great. Really, really,
I mean,
took care of everybody.
Yeah, I always like working on a set where you know you're only going to be on for maybe one day, or maybe you're booked for 3 weeks here, regardless of what your position is. But it's like when you're on a set that feels like a family reunion,
right?
And everybody's happy and you know just working together. And
well, we had nicknames for everybody. We had I was Jimmy Cream Cheese because I had some, we were eating bagels and cream cheese, and I had, I guess, cream cheese on my mustache, maybe, I don't know. it was something like that, so they called me Jimmy Cream Cheese. Another guy we called, his name was Tony, and he loved to eat, munching on donuts or something one time. Somebody came up with the nickname Tony Bag of Donuts. His name, you know, so we had nicknames for everybody, and yeah, we, you know, there were those times when you just, and then when you see each other all the time, and you start working on the same stuff, you know, and you, you really get some good, there are some good relationships out there with some good folks, too.
And it's like, you know, I, and I don't want to sound like I'm bashing the major portion of the industry, because even in the major production companies, even in the record labels, there are some good folks that have, you know, they have good ideas, and they actually want to help people, but unfortunately, there's powers that be above them that don't allow them to even try to help anybody. So, you know,
yeah,
not everybody's bad out there.
Yeah, it's those very fortunate relationships that you get to develop. But like I said, that comes with networking, getting out there. Even if you're going to be an extra, you just take the job, especially when you're starting out, because that's how you're going to meet people. You're going to meet people on the set. You're going to find out when the next gig is. People are going to recommend you that you hit it off with. You know, you're gonna make new friends in the business, and everybody's gonna be supporting each other. And I've worked steady as long as I've wanted to in the business, and because I can, you know, pretty much do anything. You know, I've chased tumbleweed out here. Okay, I got a call from a producer in New York. It was a PBS special called The Egg. And it was just the producer and the camera guy, and that was pretty much it. And she had this, she brought it on a plane. Here's a story, a tumbleweed that she put together. Okay, Randall, this thing had pins in it. It had little, it was tied in certain spots. It was perfectly round. She crafted this tumbleweed. It had a name. I forget the name right now. I wanted to remember the name. When I found out from her what the name was that she had for this tumbleweed, but she did, she carried it on a box from the plane out here, and the whole thing was that it was montages of the tumbleweed going across, I guess, the United States, so blowing through. So they were going through everywhere. I don't know where else they had been, and this was years ago, but we ended up out in the desert out there. And I'm throwing this tumbleweed and chasing this tumbleweed around day to night, okay? A great day. It was a fun day, though. Very easy, really. But, you know, just throwing this tumbleweed when filming this tumbleweed rolling around out in the desert. So, you know, stuff like that. You just never know what you're going to end up doing and running into. You know, when you do it, but being versatile and making those new friends and relationships are what it's about. I took lots of extra jobs just to be there on the set, because I know if I'm there, then I have the opportunity. I can, something needs to be done just like I do and behind the camera and in the production part, working with the producer or anybody. I don't care if it's, like I said, wardrobe, makeup, whatever, then I'm here. I'm available. You know, I need somebody to do this, or I need somebody to do that, or, you know, it's being there.
Right.
I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
Cool.
I can do it.
Well, hold that thought right there, partner. We need to go to another commercial. We've only got about maybe 10 minutes left in the entire show, but let's do one more commercial and get back and wrap it up.
All righty.
BBSRadio.com, the number one internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Spider Turner, and you can buy my music at CDBaby.com. Pick me up, check me out. Ah, yeah, BBSRadio.com.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss, we got this here radio, but we ain't got no batteries.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dagnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
All right, welcome back to No Biz Like Showbiz. Again, my guest today is, I like to call him Mr. Las Vegas, and we're not talking about Wayne Newton, and that'd be James Turner.
Yeah, so thanks, partner. But, you know, a lot of stories that we could tell. We're going to share a lot of fun information, but that's it. You know, like I said, it's connections and getting out there, just doing what you got to do. I don't know about all the auditions all the time. I'm pretty much, you know, when you're starting out, you just never know. The business is, it's just, you know, you're either going to go through a lot of hard times first before you hit the great time, or you're going to go through a few or many or a couple or none. You're just going to hit the right,
There's going to be some hard knocks out there, and there's going to be some times you're going to experience that you wouldn't trade for the world.
And I will,
we've had them both, good and bad.
Well, absolutely. But my point is, and the end of that is that they will all tell you, and I mean by they all of the stars. I don't care who they are or who you're talking to. In fact, I just heard a great artist, Cindy A. Bear, jazz sax player, wonderful. And talking about, you know, the career, and there's just a lot, if you don't think that a lot of people have struggled all their lives and worked hard and tried to get out there in the business and then don't make it for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden one day, bam, the stories that they have to tell. But the thing is, you don't give up. You just keep going. You keep, as I said, it's in you. It's in your blood, in your system, you know. You learn from all that stuff, and a lot of the stuff that we have to share with all of the accolades that we have, which we will go through and share that as well. Proof of the pudding. Done it, been there, done that. I don't care what it is. If we were to put all of my accolades together
and all of yours together, we'd need a 10,000 square foot house or more.
I mean, the things
we've done. Hold them on the wall, all of our certifications and all that good stuff.
And all the education, certifications. I don't care if it's law, to transportation, to music, to the ministry, to whatever you want to. Got it all. I mean, we're going to go down the list, to being just a regular hometown sheriff.
To limo driver, taxi driver.
Right.
We've both driven taxis. I mean,
school bus driving taxis, construction, insulation, heavy equipment,
granite countertops.
Right. Property management, real estate, city ambassador for two chambers of commerce, and have worked with Sonny Bono, Sally Struthers, Christian Children's Fund, you know, the mayor's county. You know, I've done a lot of stuff, and I certainly enjoy doing it.
I definitely want to encourage. I mean, I know my book has a lot of things in it that's kind of it's a little on the negative side. Of course, it's the truth of what I've experienced personally, but everything isn't negative, and if show business is what you want to be in, don't let anyone stop you. Just keep going, because you're going to run into your walls. You're going to going to bump into one wall, get around it, bump into another one. That's just the nature of the beast.
Right. And as I said, some people bump into more walls than others on the way there. But a lot of people, you'll find, as I said, even with the stars, I say, don't give up. You just keep living, you know, keep trying. Some of us, believe me, anonymity has its benefits, you know.
Well, absolutely.
To being out there.
It's like that movie.
Living your life in private, no matter what.
I think it was called The Flamingo Kid with Matt Dillon. The guy that played his father, that was his first major role, and he was 52 years old at the time, but he'd been doing it for years.
Right.
Extra work, background work.
Right.
A walk on here, a bit part there, and then finally the Flamingo Kid comes out, and he gets his first major role at the age of 52 years old.
Exactly. That was my latest example. House. Greg Laurie.
Yes.
You know, the series House.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. He's done, and I've seen him in other bit parts, but he didn't make it big until House, and he's... late 40s probably. I don't think he's 50.
You take that movie, I believe it was done back in the 50s, Tarantula, about the giant tarantula. The pilot, the airplane or the fighter jet pilot was Clint Eastwood before Clint Eastwood had a recognizable household name.
Right, see?
So, you know, it's not just us, like you say. It's a lot of the recognizable household names that we're familiar with today went through just as much as you and I or anyone else.
Right, right. And,
but they
didn't
quit.
When you're trying to keep your self-respect and your dignity and your own, you know, to thine own self be true, that's the issue that you have in the business, because, you know, there's always that, what do they call that, the couch audition or whatever?
Oh, the casting couch, yeah.
The casting couch. Tell everybody how that phrase started and what that means.
Well, that means for 9 out of 10 people that offer you that actually don't have anything to do or any connections to get you a part in a movie, but that means for sexual favors, they'll guarantee you a starring role or co-starring role or something, and that's just a big no-no. If someone is only interested in sex or money from you, walk away, because don't ever compromise your integrity. Don't ever compromise your morals for any industry. I don't care what it is.
All right.
We've got about 1 minute left.
Any
comments to want to wrap this show up with, our partner?
Well, just that, you know, if somebody hasn't read your book, From Music City to Movie City, they need to get that book as soon as possible and absorb all the information and read it. So, and tune in next week, because we'll have more stuff to share.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that, partner. And we'll be out there. I'll be out there in September to shake the bushes with you there in Viva Las Vegas.
Beautiful. Looking forward to seeing you.
All righty, buddy. That was my friend and partner there, James Turner. Like he advised you, we've worked on TV and radio together in Las Vegas, Las Vegas Singers Roundup, my television show, Let's Talk Country Music, my radio show out there on KLAV 1230 AM that I had back 8 years ago. But tune in next week for another edition of No Biz Like Showbiz, and we'll check you then. Until then, keep dreaming.